Some of the countries asking for more help to fight AIDS are close neighbors. In the Caribbean, more than 2% of adults are living with HIV. After sub-Saharan Africa, that's the second highest rate of infection for any region of the world. Nonetheless, Caribbean public health agencies say their troubles go unnoticed, except for Haiti, where AIDS is notorious. In an article in Focus magazine, published by the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, author Lizelle York says the world needs to see AIDS as a problem for the entire Caribbean.
The Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, Barbados, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, those would make up, I think, about the top five. At the low end of the scale is Cuba. But I want to make the point that we should not try to paint this as was done in the 80s when there was this general perception here in the United States that Haiti was equivalent to AIDS. And so even though these are high rates, I don't want folks to come away with that impression that the entire place is just ravaged by AIDS.
What is the effect of AIDS in the Caribbean on the countries there?
Well, I think the most important effect would be the impact on the healthcare systems. Because they are public run and they are run by government funds, you'd find that the money that they would have to spend in other areas, it has to be much more than they would have anticipated or budgeted, or much more than they can perhaps afford, has to be put towards our healthcare. The other issue that you would have, because a lot of these islands depend on service-based industries, and you find that the larger percentage of those infected are in the working age population. Therefore, you would find that the workforce, they may either be too ill to work or they're not there.
In terms of world resources, UN resources devoted to fighting AIDS, is the Caribbean getting just its share, whether or not that's enough? Does it get the resources one would expect to go to the region with the second highest incidence in the world?
I have not seen any clear evidence that is getting its fair share based on where it stands in terms of incidence. But if you just look at USAID in terms of how much do they give,
This is the U.S. Agency for International Development.
Yes. So certainly they have given about 7% of the money that they give over the last 7 years to the Caribbean. And so you would expect that it's a region that's right next door to you. They are experiencing the second highest level of incidence. One would expect that you would devote more than 7% of your budget to them.
One of the things that you write about is that what's hurting AIDS prevention in the Caribbean is the lack of attention from the press generally and the international press. But do the countries there really want the press to call attention to their AIDS problem? I mean, these are countries that depend, many of them, very heavily on tourism.
It is a double-edged sword. I would use the example of the Bahamas, which has taken a very vocal lead to show that, yes, you can be public about it, but it does not necessarily have to hurt your business. The Bahamas, of course, is very heavily based on tourism, and they have been very vocal about the fact that it has been a problem there, but they have also been very vocal about what they have been doing. So I think what they need to do from a PR point of view is to say, yes, we have a problem, but this is what we're doing to address it. And I think folks would be much more accepting, and so the news would not just be there's AIDS. The news would also be that here's what they're doing to address it.
Lizelle York of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies in Washington. Her article appears in the March issue of Focus magazine.